Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hip music station. 98 BXY.
What's this guy's problem?
He's always like throwing shade at us and truly hates us, if I'm being honest.
Kind of sick of him. 585-252-9800. Look at all the messages coming in this morning. People are unhinged. I don't know if it's the weather.
Yeah.
Clearly it's crappy out. 50 for the high and rain all day today, but if you're on the roads, be careful.
It's a slick one out there. I was literally surfing on my way to work.
Looking at the text line here, Brian is weighing in first. Hey, guys. I think couples who post he or she's my everything once a week, they're one argument away from breaking up. There, I said it.
Period.
Brian's speaking from experience.
He is.
Let's go over to Kara. I've been waiting since yesterday, you guys, to message this in, but my sister constantly refers to herself as the foodie of the family, but her favorite restaurant is Olive Garden or Panera Bread. I'm sorry, but you're not a foodie. You just enjoy microwaved food. There I said it.
Oh, no. Olive Garden pops off every once in a while. Those breadsticks.
I had it in the 90s.
Well, time to go back.
I don't think so. I mean, no hate or shade against Olive Garden, but why would I go back there?
I just told you the breadsticks and the salad and the soup are absolutely incredible. I think why I love Olive Garden so much. I mean, I don't go there often, maybe once a year, if that.
Yeah.
But like, if you just want to go,
if you're on a budget,
and eat like a meal that is just apps.
Yeah, that's the place to do it.
And when I say apps, I mean salad and soup and bread.
You know who?
Go for it.
You know who loves their garlic bread?
Who?
Post Malone.
He's just not wrong. He's just not wrong. There's no way. If Posty says it, then there it is.
My aunt and uncle came over last summer from Italy to visit. And my uncle took him straight to Olive Garden. I still can't wrap
my head
around.
So that's a crime. So that's a hate crime.
They got off the plane. They were hungry. He took them to Olive Garden. I can't wrap my head around it. I don't know. Who do you got on your end?
Let's see. This culture obsession with avocado has turned a mediocre fruit into an unsustainable status symbol. There, I said it. The avocado is looked at and cherished as the royal... is it a fruit or is it a vegetable? Wait, that's a trick question.
An avocado is a...
vegetable?
Fruit.
Is it? I have no idea, nor do I care.
Well,
I think it stands alone, if I'm being honest.
I think it's a fruit. The same way we thought a tomato was a vegetable, it's also a fruit. Yeah, an avocado's a fruit.
That's a debate we can
but
have.
But the fact
day.
That people think because they can spread it on a piece of toast and then charge $25 for it is criminal. Stop doing that.
Go to jail. This person says, Labradors are the ugliest dogs out there. Labradoodles. The cross between a lab and a doodle. Labradoodle.
Personally, I like them.
Are you adopting one?
Travis says, nobody wants to see your 10-year challenge when you look exactly the same but sadder. There, I said it. So hateful.
This person says, October should be the last Saturday of October every year from here on out. There, I said it. This has been in the works for many, many moons. It's never going to happen. So,
I know. Do you guys want to just start putting it down on the calendar from here on out that Halloween ends on a Friday, the last, day of the month? It was the last Friday of the month. Let's just do that. I think that's the move.
Yeah, that's the play. That's the play indeed.
Let's go over to Emily. The Love is Blind reunion was absolutely trash last night. Everyone on the show is an absolute fraud. There, I said it. Could have told you that. No spoilers. I didn't watch it. But man, I just feel like you missed out not watching it this season, Breeze. Season 9 was a train wreck.
I'm good. How many times can I watch the same thing over and over? And I don't even think anybody ended up together.
It's the first season, not a single person ended up together. Not a single couple.
So that is...
it's like, are they going to cancel the show after
this? It's honestly insulting. It's like, let's waste all these people's time.
Yeah, I was very invested.
And then give them absolutely... nothing
in return
in the back end. There's nothing to be like, oh my god, I want to keep up with these people. And to be honest, like, reality TV has just gotten and turned into a cesspool of just people wanting to get followers on Instagram.
Of course.
That's really all it is.
Of course, people love talking about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Sparkle Megan. Let's go over to Diana. To the woman at the McDonald's drive-thru this morning in Greece, if you have a car full of four people figuring out what you want at the speaker and you're holding up a line of 10 people because you weren't prepared, you need to do better. There, I said it. Also, there should be a rule that if it takes you longer than 2 minutes to order, you should be forced to get back in line.
Well, at least you're not mad about it.
And Diana might have a point. You got to be prepared. You pull up to the speaker, boom, I'll have a nice coffee, give me an Egg McMuffin,
I know,
couple hash browns.
They're always asking about an app and a code, and we're doing Morse code. It's just a lot.
You never understand them the first time. I'm at McDonald's, you guys need an app today? What? You guys need an app today? And sometimes you don't want to hold anyone up, so you just say yes.
And then you're like downloading the app like frantically. They're like, what's your code? I'm like, code?
What? You should have.
Like, if you don't give me a code in 5 minutes, the whole restaurant's going to blow. I'm like, what?
You should have received it in the mail. Okay, I'm going to run home. I'm going to come back, okay?
The nugs are already gone. The employees ate them.
Okay, let's. I think mine for today is, listen, I enjoy going to a good wedding. I do. I really do. But if your wedding has a cash bar, you didn't have a wedding. You hosted a fundraiser. There, I said it. Let's think about the guest, everyone. It's not all about you. It's about the guest, okay?
Okay, well, so that's not what a wedding is about, unfortunately.
Let's go. I swear to God, if you have a cash bar, I'm going to be so mad.
It's going to be open for everyone but you.
This is like, my cousin just texted in. I took your dad to Olive Garden for lunch last week, and he enjoyed it.
Of course he did.
No, he did not. I doubt that, Mike. Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Ryan. I just purchased a $7 latte this morning, and I'm pissed.
What business thinks they have the right to do something like that? It's criminal, and I'm never going back. There, I said it.
You're the one buying it, bro.
He's probably panicked.
Yeah, what?
I do it all the time. You think that's bad, Ryan? Last week, and I paid $14 for a breakfast burrito. Okay? That's it. Paycheck gone. Peaks my morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Kings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Two people are facing charges after the Ontario County Humane Society said 33 dogs were seized from a home with unsanitary living conditions. Because, well, if you think about it, when are they ever sanitary?
Right.
Never, ever.
Correct.
33 dogs were rescued from a beautiful home. They never say that. The owners suffered from OCD. Never. It's always a dump. The organization said it executed a search warrant Tuesday morning at a home on Routes 5 and 20 near Flint Road in Seneca that didn't even have electricity. What were they? Oh, that's really tough.
Really bad.
The Humane Society said the dogs were found just running throughout the house, or they were confined to rooms with no bedding, very little food or no water. Feces and urine just covered the floor, according to the Humane Society, with the ammonia odor. It was so overwhelming. They had to bring in respirators and hazmat suits. It was required for all staff when removing the dogs. Lynette Cornbaugh, 39, and Ralph Priest, 42, were charged with 33 counts, each of both animal cruelty and failure to provide food and water to an impounded animal. When asked if they were bothered by all the horrific smells throughout the house, they responded with, What smells?
What are you talking about?
Smell? They were both issued appearance tickets. The Humane Society said none of the dogs had life-threatening illnesses or injuries, thankfully, but the dogs were taken to the County's Happy Tails Animal Shelter. They're receiving, they're being worked on. They're being cleaned. They're being vaccinated. And then they're being prepped for adoption, which is great.
Good to know.
We got to talk about this coming up on next on the show, the RSVP etiquette.
You guys.
It's starting to get very, very confusing.
So obviously planning a wedding, doing all the things, and attending a wedding coming up here very shortly. And when it comes to RSVPing, I have always been under the notion that it's been one way, but I guess that's not the case. And I want to clear this up before I have to go through all my RSVPs just a few short months here. I'll tell you what the situation is that I found myself in and how exactly it's going to be combated coming up next.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
Whether I
XY Mornings, Moose Breezy. We got to get to the bottom of this because when it comes to RSVPing, what is the etiquette? Because times are changing. It's different now.
My head hurts.
Please share this story because it's hilarious.
Okay, so obviously planning a wedding, going through all of that in the early stages, but I guess this is a good learning lesson in putting feelers out. So my fiance and I have a wedding on Saturday. One of her really good friends that has now obviously become a friend of mine, in term, getting married. And this was... they've been engaged for a minute, but the wedding itself was kind of planned in, dare I say, 4 months?
Oh, quick.
Like very, very just like, you know, they had other priorities going on. They had other things to worry about. And the wedding was kind of not in their top of their list of priorities. And then I think an opportunity arose and they were like, all right, let's do it. So... they shoot us a message in like July, maybe August. I don't remember. And they're like, hey, we're getting married this day. Totally understand if you can't come. We know it's extremely last minute. We're like, no, we'll be there. Then we end up buying this house. We're closing basically like that day. Our closing date was supposed to be yesterday or today. I can't remember. But it was going to be a short window. And they're getting married on Saturday. And we're like, obviously, we're going to be there.
Yeah.
Like, one visit for the world.
You're
like,
moving, but, I mean, you moved in yesterday.
Right.
Or the other day.
Right.
So
we're moving. We're grooving. Like, it'll be fine. We can make it to the wedding. And I don't know what exactly happened, but Patrice either RSVP'd online, which is always janky.
Sure.
Or she forgot, which...
she can't remember.
Which honestly very well could have happened. We have a lot going on, but that is so not Patrice and that is so not her personality. She's very type A. She's very buttoned up. She very much has everything under control when it comes to that type of stuff. So she ends up texting her friend who's getting married this week on Monday. And she's like, happy wedding week. We're so excited to celebrate with you. Like, we're thinking of you. He texts her back and goes, you're coming? Question mark. Oh, we never received an RSVP from you, so we assumed you weren't coming. So you're not on the list. You don't have a table. And we gave final headcount to the venue last week.
She forgot. She must have forgot. They never received it.
But here's the situation. We also told them in person we were going to be there. So, no,
but that, I don't know if that counts. That's what the RSVP is for. How many people do you think are going to that wedding?
I have no idea. I honestly couldn't gauge it. They told us. I can't remember. It was a minute ago, but
I'm sure any couple though, when getting married has enough to worry about, they're not going to follow up with their guest. Hey, we didn't receive this from you.
But that has happened to me.
No, and I'm sure it has, but here's my thing. I'm assuming if I send out an RSVP and I don't hear back, I'm automatically going to assume it's a no for you.
That is so crazy.
Right? How do you guys do it? 585-252-9800. Honestly, what is the etiquette for this?
If that's the case, then I don't know. I feel like, and I know it's a pain in the ass, and I understand, and it's not your responsibility to do, but at the end of the day, it kind of is your responsibility to do because, like, you're the one planning the party, you're the one making sure everyone's ducks are in a row, and if you don't confirm with these people who you have no pulse on whatsoever of whether they're coming or not, that's going to be an even bigger headache and disaster for you day of when they do show up because they forgot. And now you're scrambling because there's no chairs and there's no this and there's no place setting.
Breeze, you listen, when you get
you have to reach out.
You know better than anyone. You're already just knee deep in crap that you have to take care of, and your wedding is still 10 months away. You're worrying about so much, catering, the DJ. And then when it's a week before the wedding and you still haven't heard back from people, that's on them. Don't expect them to show up. You have one job. Yes, I can come. No, I can't.
Then
you're going to chase people?
Then fine. Delegate it. If you can't do it, have your maid of honor do it.
Somebody, yes, I agree. Somebody should do it. I don't think it should be the bride or groom. Are you going to go to the wedding or not? What's the vibe?
Oh, I just got the green light. We can go. They texted back this morning.
You got to talk about last minute.
But she texted them on Monday. So it took 3 days for us to get the green light. And listen, I want to go to this wedding. I want to support Patrice's friend who has now become my friend and the couple, and I love them.
Yeah.
Also, like, we are moving, so if they said no, it would have also been okay.
That's okay too. I think Patrice forgot.
Maybe she did. Maybe she did, which is totally fine. Accidents happen. It's not like I could go RSVP for us. Couldn't be me. You know what I mean? It's just not my role in the relationship.
I hope she heard that. Jamie says, honestly, if you don't RSVP, you're being rude.
I'm not saying you're not being rude. Yeah. It's not about being rude, Jamie. It's not about that. It's about a head count. It's about figuring out what's going on with the plants. No one said it was rude or not rude. So don't come for me.
Easy.
No, I'm on one today.
Easy.
I'm on one today.
Sarah says, I think it's totally rude. Not RSVP.
We can bypass those comments.
It's literally about giving the host a head count. There shouldn't be an excuse for it. Let's go over to
this person says, sorry, Breeze, you have to RSVP. There's way too many things going on to send invites and to hunt people down.
Yeah.
Who even forget. I get it. I fully do. But miscommunications happen all the time. Technology fails us 9 times out of 10. Yeah. And if that's the case, you're going.
Because the RSVP was strictly digital.
Yeah, it's not like I'm snail mailing it back. Also, oh, should we talk about that? I don't trust the mail service. So all of these invitations could simply just get lost in the mail. Or these RSVPs should just get lost in the mail.
That's not the case with this situation.
I'm not saying this situation. I'm saying any situation. You can't trust anyone or anything, even if they do the right thing.
I've been to so many weddings and graduation parties. I've always RSVP'd. I have never had an issue with anything getting lost. They know I'm going to be there.
Well, isn't that great for you?
Yeah, please stop.
Saturday we show up, you're at our table. I'm like, I don't even know this guy. He's like, but I RSVP'd, so.
Hey, it's Julian. Every weekday while you listen to 98
P. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight? Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.